Coach, welcome back. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Ian, well, maybe a little bit of a surprise because you lost at home on Friday night, an overtime loss to the Cougars, and then you come back on Saturday on the road, and crush them 7-1. I guess talk about Friday night. What didn't you like, or is it just a game where you didn't get the bounces?
Well, I really liked the crowd. We had a fantastic turnout, especially being our last home league game. Unfortunately, like you said, we didn't get the win. We had a very strong first period. We came out and peppered them 17-4, I think the shots were, maybe 17-5. We were skating. We were dictating, playing our style of game we wanted to. The second and third, we decided just we wanted it easy and not keep skating and playing our style of game, which allowed them to claw back into the game. They're kind of lucky bounces goals, but we gave them the opportunity to get those lucky bounces goals, and that's usually not our style. So we made sure they knew Saturday night that isn't going to be the case next time if we meet them in playoffs here coming back to the Claire Drake Arena.
You had clinched first place prior to the weekend. I know being a former player, you probably understand. You can convince yourself and talk about it all you want. Okay, don't overlook it. You know, this game, yeah, it still means something. But how much do you find that mental aspect plays into it sometimes where, you know, your team maybe got up 2-0 and just, you know, you let off because you think it's going to be easy? Like, I'm sure you've experienced that as a player.
Yeah, and that's what the case happened there on Friday night. We did get up 2-0, and it could have easily been 3-4, 5-0. We had some great opportunities. Riley Keyser was in on a loan on a breakaway, and then Stefan Legault had the rebound opportunity as well. So just a couple chances like that, we could have put the game right out of hand, which we didn't, kept it at that 2 goals. And just that mental part of toughness game. So it's something we talk about, something we want to keep working, and it's good it's happening now. It's better it's happening now than in playoffs or at nationals. We get better from it. We learn from it and realize that these things kind of do happen sometimes, even though obviously you've talked about them and don't want them to be happening. So just that preparation and make sure we keep that mental focus, because that's a big part of the games right now, especially coming down to the crunch here.
Yeah, you're coming down. You play next weekend, and then you get a month off.
3 weeks, but pretty close. I guess a month before the next game, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and so in that time, now, so I was going to ask you, so you actually get a 3-week break where you're not allowed to practice?
No, we'll practice.
Okay.
We play Thursday and Friday in Saskatoon to finish the year. Then our guys that go to Fichu, 6 players, leave Saturday morning for Calgary, have a quick practice down there, and fly out Saturday night for Spain. So those 6 guys will get to play the next 2 weeks. And they'll be in international games, and great experience for them representing Canada and everything else. The rest of us will stay home here. We'll practice, keep our normal routine. We'll throw in some Saturday practices just so we make sure we stay sharp on our conditioning, and we'll get very creative because we're not allowed to play any games during this 2-week Fichu break. So we'll get very creative on ways to make sure that we're pushing ourselves and challenging ourselves to keep improving and stay sharp. Then we'll have that week bye for the quarterfinals. And that same week, we'll get our guys back. It'll be a chance for those guys to rest coming back from Spain and from Fichu, get caught up on their schoolwork and adjust with the time zone change and all the traveling they'll do. And then just make sure we're sharp and ready for that semifinal. It's almost an advantage for the team that's coming in here to play the semifinal games against us because they'll be getting to play that quarterfinal game and get warmed up at least.
Ian Herbers, head coach of the University of Alberta Golden Bears hockey program, joins us. You mentioned you can't play any games. Can you have a practice against the Nadukes? Is that allowed?
I've talked to Serge. As you know, we were old D partners together here at the U of A.
Yep.
So that could be a part of our creative way of making sure we're pushed and challenged and helping both programs out.
Okay. Now, would the former D partners go at it?
No, but we'd have a chance to discuss what we'd want to work on. For example, we could do work on power play and penalty kill situations where they get to be on power play for a while and we get to work on our penalty kill and then get a nice cut and switch around afterwards and stuff like that. So get into some situational stuff where we get pushed and challenged.
And is it better, Ian, would you find that if you went against Nate's penalty kill rather than your own, who maybe might know what your power play is supposed to do?
Yeah, just because our guys, they know what we're trying to accomplish on our power play, so they do cheat, and they can read it quicker and faster and easier. So, and it's also good to see a different penalty kill as well. We'll get to nationals, and we haven't seen Nate at all this year, so I'm not too sure what Serge is doing right now in his penalty kill. So it's good practice for us, and all of a sudden readjusting and picking up, see what they're doing on their penalty kill right away, and making adjustments on the bench so that we can counter them.
Now, Ian, you mentioned something there about you haven't seen Ukes, and because there's no, you know, I guess if you wanted to get video, you could. And, you know, I was talking to an NHL coach who told me at time, like, video is ruining the game a little bit because, you know, the surprise factor's gone, right? And so you could come up with something great midweek, but you don't really change your power plays all the time. How much of a just a mental break in a good way would it be for guys to go into a game and just have to ad lib to what they're seeing rather than have video time and time again?
Well, we don't do too much video on our opposition. Obviously, myself and Fern and the coaching staff here will look at who we're playing this weekend and upcoming and everything else. But we just show a few things to our guys, if anything at all. So they don't see too much on video. We focus more on what we're doing, and we make our tweaks to our systems to adjust to what they're doing to take advantage of it. So it's more about what we're doing for our players and everything that we talk to our guys about. Somebody's trying to do video on us, they can, you know, get their pre-scouts and get a basic idea, but we change a lot during a game in that, so you have to stay sharp because we'll run different face-off plays. We'll run it for a period, change for the next period. We'll add in some new face-off plays. We'll add a new PP breakout in. And we'll change our personnel around on our power play and where they're set up and different positioning and everything else. So we do mix ours up and around a bit. So teams that do want to pre-scout us and try and get a read on us, we make it very difficult on them.
One last one, Ian. You know, you saw Mount Royal, right? They came over from the ACAC, and it, you know, in a few years, they become a pretty competitive team in CIS. I think that's safe to say. You know, they obviously haven't reached the level of you guys yet, but are you surprised how quickly they've adapted to being that competitive in CIS?
Well, they were one of the dominant teams at ACAC level for years. You know, they didn't come into ours where they just won one year and that was it. They were always in the top of the standings, always challenging for a championship. It seemed year after year after year that Mount Royal, Sate, Nate were kind of the Camrose were the four teams to beat, and they are always right at the top. So they had that long tradition, so they had a good base to start from of players and knowledge. They brought in a very good coach this year who's, I think it was Alabama Huntsville, but he was down in the States for, I think, about 18 years, an assistant coach. So all those experiences bringing in there, some new fresh ideas and fresh blood into our league, which is good. They've got very good goaltending, which is the key to any program. Their defense are big, and they've got a line that can score, so they're a challenge to play against.
Ian, continued success in your final weekend, and then enjoy the mini break during the season.
Great. Thank you, Jason.